might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Like the legend of the Phoenix.
He's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Mr. Bombastic.
They said,
oh, what a
it most certainly is. Hello, a big welcome to one and all. It's the 13th of October. It's Tuesday evening. It's just gone 6 o'clock, which can only mean the show that goes like this is back again with me, Ben Simmons. Great to have you along. Thanks so much for being here, for tuning in to Phoenix FM. And a huge thanks to Georgia Frampton filling in for Ian Lee on the Drive Time show all this week so far. And she's back again tomorrow. Absolutely brilliant. Great stuff, Georgia. Keep it up. And well, what's going on here today on the show that goes like this then? Well, let me tell you, there are so many wacky holidays today. It is absolutely crazy. I've been a victim recently of doing my exhaustive research on wacky holidays. And, you know, there's not been too many to choose from. And you have to look at what week it is in the year or what month it is in the year. There's about 15 wacky holidays today. I'm not going to share them all with you. I'm going to share some of them with you. Some of them utterly ridiculous. Well, for example, English Language Day is not utterly ridiculous. Good Samaritan Day is not utterly ridiculous. International Face Your Fears Day. I don't know why it's international. Go abroad and face your fears. Don't face them at home. But apparently it's International Face Your Fears Day. It's National Yorkshire Pudding Day. I guess as the nights draw in and the evenings happen a bit faster, in terms of light outside, you kind of want warming food, don't you? You don't want a salad anymore. Oh no, salads are for the summer. You want stodge when it's cold. That's what I say. So, National Yorkshire Pudding Day. There we go. Apparently, it's Train Your Brain Day as well. Not going to dwell on this too much because it could be the most exciting for some. It's National No Bra Day. Don't know how that jingle crept in, but anyway, yes, it's that as well. And rather excitingly, it's International Day for Failure. So I don't know if that means we celebrate failure. You're allowed to fail. I think it's more kind of pick yourself up if you fail. Don't get knocked down by it. Take positives from your experience and move on. So yes, it's International Day for Failure. And I'm going to be looking to begin with musically in the show at tracks that kind of inspire me when thinking about failure. So, yes, see what you make of the music that's coming up. Some of it has been suggested by you lovely leg end listeners out there, and it's great to have some people along again who've already said hello this evening, only at 6:05. Should we get a first track on then? Something that you think about when you fail at something. It's a bit difficult, really, to keep a great positive attitude on this show whilst playing tracks that link to failure. Well, we always do things a bit tongue-in-cheek on the show that goes like this. Here's Britney Spears. She's failed. Oops, she did it again.
Oh, my, he said. beautiful. But wait a minute, isn't this?
Yeah, yes it is.
But I thought the old lady dropped it into the ocean in the air.
Well, baby, I went down and got it for you.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
Oops, I did it again to your heart.
Phoenix FM.
Britney, to get us going then, Oops, I Did It Again on International Day for Failure. Bit of a tongue-in-cheek start to the show there. It doesn't matter if you fail, just go, oops, I did it again. If you keep failing, though, maybe that is a problem. That's what that song kind of means to me. Oops, I did it again. Well, don't do it again. Come on, Britney. Pull yourself together, love. Anyway, great to have you along. Hope you're having a good Tuesday evening. It's coming up to 6:10 on this fabulous 13th of October. I'm feeling pretty good tonight. Do you know why I'm feeling pretty good tonight? Well, let me just say, after midnight tonight, it's my birthday. It's not my birthday today, so I don't need messages congratulating me right away, but it is my birthday tomorrow. Having said that, I will be sharing celebrity birthdays, as I always do, that occur on the day of the show. So 13th of October, celebrity birthdays. People who, if they'd been born a day later, would share my birthday. But no, my birthday is Wednesday the 14th. So there we go. Right, well, keep it here. As ever, there's so many ways you can get in touch with the show, and I highly encourage an interactive evening for us all here on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. You can get in touch with me on Facebook and on Twitter. You can email the station. You can WhatsApp the station as well. And, yeah, there's a plethora. I wasn't expecting to say that within the first 11 minutes of this programme. There's a plethora of ways you can get in touch. Ben Simmons Radio is my Facebook page. At Ben Sim Radio is my Twitter handle. And Ben Simmons is my personal Facebook page as well. Everything going on the show where you can get interactive will be shared to those places. If you want to send me an email at the station, you can email radio@phoenixfm.com. And if you even want to see my lovely face, it's lovely in my opinion, but other people have tended to agree over the years, you can catch our Mixcloud live stream by going to Mixcloud and searching for Phoenix FM. And yes, you don't have to have a Mixcloud account to do that. If you want to join in the chat on the Mixcloud webcam page, you do need to sign in. You can get a free account and you can do one of those sign in via Facebook things as well. But yeah, look for the Mixcloud stream. That has been shared to my Facebook profile if you want to catch up with that tonight and actually see my face. And remember, as ever, lots of entertaining music for you and fabulous features as well. We have got a hotly contested poll as well, which I will tell you about after the next track. There will be more Ben's Impossible Question. I'm bringing back Simo's Simple Sports News as well to give you a very, very quick rundown of the major sporting stories over the last weekend. And as ever, the most exciting non-tangible prize given out on this station, the Legend of the Week Award, will be handed out just before I leave you at 8 o'clock tonight. So keep it here, 98.0 if you're in the area, phoenixfm.com if you're not. Shall we do another track? I think we should. It's all about failure to begin with, musically at least. I'm hoping I don't fail musically with my choices. Here's a track that kind of just means don't worry if you fail. I should have gone for Bobby McFerrin's Don't Worry, Be Happy. I've gone for the Beatles though. Classics on coming up. If you've made a mistake, don't worry about it. Just let it be.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. and in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. 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 Whisper words of wisdom. Let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer, let it be.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Absolutely is, and this is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, with you up until 8 o'clock tonight. Few people have joined us on the Mixcloud live stream. Big hello to Victor Navorsky, who's out there. Lovely to hear from you. And a couple of people have said hello on Facebook as well. Barbara Ferry, hello to you. Maria on the Isle of Wight, hello to you. Lovely to have you all along. Regularly tuning in to this programme. Now, I did say I would let you know pretty early on in the show about the hotly contested poll. I have been having issues with Facebook and their polling system. For some reason, there's a gremlin in the system. Whenever I try and post a poll from my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page, I get a message, oops, something's gone wrong. We're working to get it fixed as soon as we can. Which, to be honest, I find infuriating. Particularly, it's been like that since July. Tried it over and over again. I've contacted Facebook, heard nothing back. So, Facebook's loss. I'm shunning their polling system from now on, and I've found a different online poll and shared it to my Facebook profile. So, for Ben's lovely poll tonight, I don't think I've ever called it Ben's lovely poll before, but that's what it is now, Ben's lovely poll. The hotly contested poll, we are asking, because it is International Face Your Fears Day. We are asking, what is scarier, spiders, sharks, or ghosts? You've got three choices now because of the new polling system. What is scarier, spiders, sharks, or ghosts? And I can tell you, in the early running of voting, 20% of voters say spiders. Thought that would be higher. If it was me voting, that's what I'd go for. 60% of voters have gone for sharks, and 20% have gone for ghosts. So there we go. 20% with spiders. I'm surprised it's that low. 60% with sharks, and 20% with ghosts. I guess if you actually think about it and break it down, ghosts are an abstract thing. Nobody really knows if they exist. Spiders are a small thing. I mean, a lot of people have a fear of them, but if you really want to, you can just pretty easily get rid of them one way or another. Sharks, if you're faced with a shark, you know, if you're actually in the water with it and you're not in a shark cage, it is life and death we're talking. So I kind of understand. But, you know, just when you think about those three concepts, which is scarier, spiders, sharks, or ghosts? And that poll is on my Facebook profile, and it has been shared to my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page as well. You'll see a big blue and white sign that says vote. Just click on that. It'll take you to the poll. You can come straight back to Facebook and barely notice anything has even happened. So marvellous. Keep it here. Get your votes cast on the hotly contested poll with my brand new, exciting polling system. Doesn't matter that Facebook doesn't let me post a poll anymore. Oh no. There we go. Spiders, sharks, or ghosts? Which is scarier? Let's keep the music going then. It's coming up to 20 past six and we're still thinking about failure on International Day for Failure. And again, it's kind of tracks that might help you cope with failure. So to that end, here's a little bit of Taylor Swift. Helping us all when we fail, just shake it off. I see I'm too late. Got nothing.
Shake, 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 shake
Phoenix FM.
Taylor Swift there, helping us all shake any failures off on this International Day for Failure. Again, don't understand why it's International Day for Failure. You know, think about all the things that you wish you'd done better while you were abroad. No, I don't think it means it like that. It means all countries are coming together and all the inhabitants of all those countries can think about failures and ways to cope and deal with them and get stronger and better, become better people as a result. I think that is what it's all about. Bringing communities closer together, bringing nations closer together in these crazy times where we might all be feeling a little bit isolated. It helps to feel a bit closer to people every now and again. And I hope that's what you get when you tune in to the show that goes like this every Tuesday. And remember, you can just sit back, listen and enjoy all the features and all the music. Or you can do a little bit extra and actually get get involved. If you're on social media, if you're on Facebook, if you're on Twitter, Ben Simmons Radio and my Ben Simmons personal page on Facebook, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. And you will have a chance to vote on that hotly contested poll I was talking about a few minutes ago. That is live. You can just click the link on my Facebook profile and go and cast your vote. There will be a chance to answer Ben's impossible question later on in the show. And I will tell you what you need to do to be my legend of the week as well. So, yes, it's all happening as ever on the show that goes like this. And don't forget, you can tune into our Mixcloud live stream as well and actually see me in the studio if you so desire, as a few people have already done so tonight. So there's a wave for you. If you're just listening, you know, that wave wasn't for you. If you are just listening, this wave is for you. Right, there we go. All the sound waves are for you. Okay, get on with it. Yes, I hear you. I hear you. Don't worry, I absolutely will do. Right, okay, so what's coming now? Let's have a bit more music. Let's have a bit more failure-related music. The entire show musically will not be related to failure. There's so many wacky holidays, I think we can embrace those musically as well. But here's a track that I've always enjoyed listening to. And yes, I guess it probably would help you cope if you were having a bad day. Daniel Powter knows all about having a bad day. Why don't you sing it to us, Daniel?
Where is the moment we need it the most? You kick up the leaves and the magic is lost. Tell me your blue skies fade to grey. Tell me your passion's gone.
'cause you had a bad day. You take it one down, you sing a sad song just to turn it around. You say you don't know, you tell me don't lie. You work out a smile and you go for a ride. You had a bad day, you see what you like. And how does it feel? One more time. You had a bad day. You had a bad day. Had a bad day. Had a bad
day. Phoenix FM.
Daniel Powser, I guess, was having a bad day when he wrote that song, or at least when he sung it. Or maybe he had a good day when he sung it. Maybe he was quite pleased with the vocal track he laid down. You know, that's the wonderful irony about tracks like that. The songwriter, no doubt, was having a bad day when they wrote it. Anyway, well, it's still all happening here on the 13th of October. The hotly contested poll has changed before my eyes. Ghosts having a bit of a run there, I think. Spiders down to just 14% now. Sharks at 57% and ghosts at 29%. Will ghosts usurp sharks before the night is out? There's a sentence I didn't think I'd say. Remember, it's on my Facebook profile, my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page as well. You have to now leave Facebook to vote on this hotly contested poll, but you do just open a new tab in your browser when you click on the link, and it will bring you straight back to Facebook as well. So, yes, I'm simply asking on International Face Your Fears Day, what is scarier, spiders, sharks, or ghosts? And those are the votes so far. 14% spiders, 57% sharks, 29% ghosts. Looks like being a resounding victory for sharks, but it could all change before I go off the air. If you've just tuned in, get yourself onto social media and have a go at that poll. Just a simple couple of clicks and you can be involved in the show that goes like this. Absolutely marvellous. Okay, music's going to keep on coming, I guess. So I'm going to do my best to play tracks that are still linked with failure. I think we've got how many more? Two more tracks that link with failure. Then we'll move on to a new theme. Ooh, that's exciting, isn't it? Okay, here we go then. What's coming up? Well, it's a sort of bit more loosely linked to failure. It's got a kind of melancholy air, hasn't it? It's the realisation that maybe you're not that awesome. I guess it's kind of a acceptance of failure. This is Radiohead and Creep.
When you were here before, couldn't look you in the eye. Just like an angel, your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. It's okay enough. I wanna have control. Perfect body. I want a perfect soul. I want you to notice when I'm not around. You're so very special. I wish I was special. But I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I?
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is still the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, if you're just tuning in. Thanks so much for joining me on this lovely Tuesday evening. I say lovely, certainly not weather-wise in the Essex area. It's been what I can describe as treacherous throughout the day. I went for a run earlier. It's kind of the only time I kind of don't mind going for a run when there's a little bit of rain sort of blowing into your face. It keeps you cool. And I don't mind that when it's sort of summery or vaguely warm, but once it gets chilly and there's a bit of driving rain in your face, oh no, don't love that. But it's not even just a bit of drizzle, it's been chucking it down here all day. I could do the weather forecast. Or the the weather forecast with hindsight, at least. Yeah, it's not been great today. There we go, simple as that. That's all we need, isn't it? But you know what I mean. It's still a lovely Tuesday evening in this studio. If you're tuning in, hopefully it's lovely for you. Yes, that's what I'm getting at. And we will do some celebrity birthdays. Actually, we might do that sooner rather than later because we've still got to get into the last hour of the show. Simo's Simple Sports News, Ben's Impossible Question and the Legend of the Week. Perhaps I'll get Ben's Impossible Question towards the end of the first hour rather than into the second hour. So much going on, see? Keep your dial here, 98.0 on an FM dial, Brentwood, Billericay and the surrounding areas. PhoenixFM.com, wherever you are in the world, you can still tune in. It's truly a wonderful time for everyone. And yes, it's English Language Day, Good Samaritan Day, International Face Your Fears Day, National No Bra Day. Don't do the jingle every time. It's National Yorkshire Pudding Day, it's Train Your Brain Day, and it's International Day for Failure. Presumably, when the Bee Gees thought about this track, they'd just lost to someone, so I'm guessing they'd failed. One of the later ones from the Bee Gees. Imagine there's some kind of chess match. Their opponent's just gone. Sorry, lads. Checkmate. Bee Gees, you win again.
We got a little bit before we go, but tell us a lot of fun.
Classic Bee Gees, winning again.
Phoenix FM.
I mentioned Victor Navorsky earlier on. I should just give him a little bit of an extra mention because he is tuning in all the way from Poland. So, yeah, lovely to have international listeners. There's another one. Thanks, Victor, for being here. And he's on the Mixcloud live stream, so he can see me doing a double thumbs up for him into the webcam. hope you enjoy that, if that's something that you enjoy. Anyway, don't forget, you can see what I look like in the studio by going to Mixcloud and searching for Phoenix FM. And you don't have to join it to see the stream. But if you want to take part in the chat and say hello to us in the chat box on the Mixcloud page, you do need to log in to any account you have with them. And it is free to join. And you can do one of those join with Facebook things if you don't want to set up an email and password, etc. So there we go. And yeah, it'd be lovely to see some more of you on the Mixcloud live stream. Lots of people getting in touch tonight, which is brilliant. And lots of people voting on the hotly contested poll. Let's have a quick update on that, shall we? Well, Spiders making a little bit of a comeback in the last few minutes. But bear in mind, on this International Face Your Fears Day, I'm asking which is scarier, spiders, sharks or ghosts? Sharks still winning with 50% of the vote. And the rest split between spiders and ghosts. So 25% now with spiders, 25% with ghosts. Get onto the Facebook profile. You'll see a link to go to the poll and cast your vote. Absolutely marvellous. Now, I did threaten to do celebrity birthdays a bit earlier on in the programme tonight. I think I'm going to see that through. Here they come. So, it's the 13th of October. Who was born today? Well, comedy actor Sacha Baron Cohen of Ali G and Borat fame is 49 today. Actor Himesh Patel is 30 today. Pro dancer from Strictly Kevin Clifton is 38 today. Ex-boxer, now promoter David Hay is 40 today. Ex-politician Edwina Curry is 74 today. Singer Paul Simon is 79 today. And singer and now presenter Marie Osmond is 61 today. And had she survived, Margaret Thatcher would have been 95 today. Those are your celebrity birthdays. All those celebrities that are tuning into this show that just heard their birthday shout-outs must be excited, must be cursing their luck that if they'd been born a day later, they'd have shared a birthday with me. Well, I'm sorry to the likes of Paul Simon and Sacha Baron Cohen and David Hay. You know, you just missed out. Unlucky. Yes, right. Keep it here, 98FM, phoenixfm.com. Going to keep the tracks coming. Remember, still, oh well, no, we are now moving away from failure-related tracks. Oh, lovely. We can move away from failure. Thank goodness for that. Right, so what's next then? Well, it is Good Samaritan Day. A day to lend a hand to people, to just do something nice for someone, do a good deed, help an old person across the road, carry a bag or a heavy box for someone that might be struggling with it, hold the door open for someone when you wouldn't normally bother. Or maybe something a little bit more important than that, just being there for someone, being a friend, being a shoulder to cry on, being someone to listen to. We're all very aware of people's mental health these days. Very often, someone can just need a chat. And therefore, Good Samaritan Day is a good day to think about what you can do to improve somebody else's life, maybe in a very small way, or maybe in a very large way. Whether you're a shoulder to cry on, or whether you're just being supporting to any of your friends or family, here's a track to inspire us all. Sure you know what's coming. So the 13th of October is Good Samaritan Day. And our first track to celebrate this musically is the classic from Bill Withers. I don't need to say the name of it, do I?
Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain, we all have sorrow.
Sessions.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
And that was Bill Withers with the brilliant Lean On Me on this Good Samaritan Day. Yes, it is International Day for Failure, but we've dealt with that musically. We're moving on now to Good Samaritan Day. Whilst the hotly contested poll is running, that does deal with International Face Your Fears Day. What is scarier, spiders, sharks or ghosts? You can find the poll on my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page and my Ben Simmons personal profile as well. Remember, you can also catch the live stream on Mixcloud, search for Phoenix 98 FM there. And should you so desire, you can even send us WhatsApps straight to the studio now on 07 83 62 7726. I'll say that again so you can save it in your phone. 07 83 62 7726. That's the studio's WhatsApp number. Lovely to have a lot of you listening again tonight, and thank you for the suggestions you gave me on social media in the run-up to the show for tracks that might be appropriate for the various themes, and also for just saying hello so far tonight. But remember, once we get past 7 o'clock, you are highly encouraged to get even more involved. There will be a chance to put your answers for Ben's impossible question and to try and be my legend of the week for this episode of the show that goes like this as well. Okay, so it's Good Samaritan Day. What other tracks would reflect that musically? Well, here's a great one. I think it's featured in the Toy Story franchise, if you're familiar with that. Here's Michael Bublé's version of You've Got a Friend in Me.
You got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old pal said. Yeah, you've got a friend in me. Baby, you've got a friend in me. You got a pal in me. And you got a friend in me. You got your troubles, well, I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together and see it through. Cause you've got a friend in me. Darling, you've got a friend in me. Now some of the boys might be a little smarter than I am, or bigger and stronger too, maybe, but none of them is ever gonna love you the way I do. Oh, it's me and you, Lou. And as the years go by, our friendship will never die. You're gonna see it's a destiny. Cause you got a friend in me. My baby, you got a friend in me. Now some of the boys might be a little smarter than I am, bigger and stronger too, maybe. None of them is ever gonna love you the way I do. Cause it's me and you. And as the years go by, our love will never die. You're gonna see it's our destiny. You got a friend in me. Baby, you've got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. My darling, you got a friend in me.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, Michael Bublé there with You Got a Friend in Me on this brilliant Good Samaritan Day, the 13th of October. Go on, do something nice for someone. It's the correct day to do so. I'm sure you do nice things for people all the time, don't you? But, you know, even if you don't, you should do today. Right. Now, I threatened to get this in the first hour of the show. I'm absolutely going to do it. It's time for Ben's Impossible Question.
Not true.
Right, what on earth is it going to be tonight? Well, I've been ruminating, and I don't like to do that too often. I've been ruminating about the fact that it's my birthday tomorrow. It's nothing to do with, you know, it's in Ben's Impossible Question. If you just had to guess my age, it's not really too difficult. All right, it's not easy, but if you know me, you might have an inkling. But for my impossible question tonight, related to my upcoming birthday, I am asking what exact time of day was I born? On a 24-hour clock, and unfortunately, family members, especially my parents, are ineligible to answer during this process because they might have an unfair advantage. I know they tune in, so sorry guys, but you can't enter. But for everybody else who aren't directly responsible for my birth, what exact time of day was I born? On a 24-hour clock, there is a post on my Facebook profile, Ben Simmons, and it's being shared to my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page as well. Simply asking that. Comment below with your guess what exact time of day was I born on a 24-hour clock. And before I leave you at 8 o'clock tonight, I'll let you know who gets closest to the correct answer. So feel free to get involved. Be interactive on the show that goes like this. Just a couple of clicks, a couple of presses of your keyboard, and you've put your answer down. So absolutely go for it. Right, more music coming up then, and more Good Samaritan-related music. We've had Lean On Me, we've had You've Got A Friend In Me. I guess you're getting the theme, really, aren't you? So, therefore, I think we should have a bit of this. In much of a similar vein, the Jackson 5 will be there for us. Jackson 5, I'll Be There. What a lovely track on this Good Samaritan Day. Yes, and I think, how many more? Well, a couple more tracks that deal with being a Good Samaritan. I think we should encourage that, certainly on this programme. And still hoping your Tuesday the 13th of October is treating you well. The excitement's building for me. In less than 5 hours now, it's my birthday. And all I'm going to say is the Legend of the Week award is related to sending me a message for my birthday, which is quite exciting, I think. Anyway, for me it is. I'm already looking forward to the messages I'm going to get. Now I've said that, there'll probably just be a torrent of abuse. But anyway, it's just gone 7 o'clock here on Phoenix FM. This is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Anything can happen on this programme, but we regularly share with you celebrity birthdays, have a hotly contested poll, we ask Ben's impossible question, and there will be the Legend of the Week question coming up in a few minutes' time. And then probably around about 20 past seven, I'm going to go for Simo's Simple Sports News again with a very quick, very bite-sized roundup of the weekend's sporting incidents and achievements. So keep it here. Loads still to come on this programme. We've got about an hour left together. That's wonderful, isn't it? Thanks for being here. Thanks for getting involved. Always appreciate a bit of interactivity. Remember, there is a live stream into the studio if you want to see what I look like with Mixcloud Live. We have a webcam now operating. Get yourself onto Mixcloud. Search for Phoenix FM. Share everything that's going on social media. Get involved there as well. Ben Simmons Radio, at Ben Sim Radio. The various places you can get involved. And here's another track that helps us to celebrate Good Samaritan Day. Always going to be intrinsically associated with a TV programme. You can't help but think of both when you hear either, really. It's the Rembrandts.
Your job's a joke, you broke your love life's the old way. It's like you're always stuck in second gear when it hasn't been your day, your week, your month, or even your year. But I'll be there for you.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And clearly that was the Friends theme tune by the Rembrandts, the classic I'll Be There For You. It's weird to watch reruns of Friends. I don't know if they've standardised it across all the repeats that you see on TV now, but the theme tune used to be a lot longer in the early days, and they shortened it and shortened it, obviously when they wanted slightly more content in the actual programme. But yeah, it's nice to hear the full track every now and again, and happy to bring you that on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. Remember, our hotly contested poll is still running this week. It used to be on Facebook, it's now off-site, so to speak, but the link is on my Facebook profile and my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page. And with it being International Face Your Fears Day tonight, I'm asking, what is scarier, spiders, sharks, or ghosts? So get yourself to the profile, click the link, and you can then do a couple more clicks to cast your vote and come straight back. And at the moment, well, spiders making a slight comeback. I wonder if we could see them overtake sharks before the end of the programme. Right now, spiders are on 33% of the vote, sharks are on 44% of the vote, and ghosts are on 22%. So what's scarier, spiders, sharks, or ghosts? At the moment, as has been the case all programme, it is clearly still sharks. Whether that will change is up to you. Okay, and remember, you can try and answer Ben's impossible question as well, which is all over my Facebook areas, asking what exact time of day I was born on a 24-hour clock. Post your guess as a comment below the post with the purple background on the Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page and my Ben Simmons personal page as well. Have a guess, have a go, you might as well. What have you got to lose? You could get forever glory if you get the closest. You know, I'll be very impressed if anyone gets very, very close, because let's face it, could be anything, couldn't it? What exact time of day was I born on a 24-hour clock? That is my impossible question for tonight.
Not true. That's impossible!
I know what you're thinking. It's far too difficult to answer that question. You need some help.
Help! I need somebody. Help! Not just anybody. Help! You know I need someone. Help! When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, and I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being around. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me? Now my life has changed in so many ways. My independence seems to vanish in the haze. But every now and then I feel so insecure.
FM.
Help from the Beatles there. It's the 13th of October. As ever, a really busy show here tonight on the show that goes like this. Loads of people getting in touch, which is brilliant to see. Votes being cast on the poll. Guesses happening on the impossible question. And just lovely to have you listening in. People looking in on the Mixcloud stream on the webcam as well. So it's good that there's so many ways you can get in touch. And it's good that you bother to do so. So thank you hugely for that. Right. Now, we've had a lot of tracks about Good Samaritan Day. So we're going to move away from that. I'm going to get another track on, and then I'm going to share with you what you need to do to be my legend of the week for tonight. So keep it here, 98 FM in Brentwood, Billericay and the surrounding areas, phoenixfm.com. If you're not, you can be anywhere in the world and use the internet to tune in equally live. So it is International Face Your Fears Day. I thought it'd be quite interesting to impart a bit of knowledge about phobias and then play tracks that link to those phobias. Now, I'm not trying to belittle them. Obviously, some people can have horrible lives trying to deal with certain phobias and can become a huge problem for them. And some obviously can get easier to deal with. You can get treatment for certain phobias even. So I'm not trying to belittle them, but just a little bit of a light-hearted look maybe at some phobias. So firstly, what about the fear of open spaces? The fear of being out on your own with no walls around you, nothing to cling to. Agoraphobia. Yes. How can we deal with that musically on the show that goes like this tonight? Well, we deal with it by playing this track from Manson. This is Wide Open Space. See what I've done there?
Phoenix FM.
That was Manson there and Wide Open Space then, because we're looking at agoraphobia. Firstly, on our list of phobias on this International Face Your Fears Day, and trying to find tracks that link to certain phobias one way or another. Anyway, keep it here. Phoenix FM, absolutely marvellous. And now, what do you need to do to be my legend of the week this week? Well, you've only got about 35 minutes to get your entries in. But as I said already, it is my birthday tomorrow on the 14th of October. And therefore, to be legend of the week this week, all you have to do is comment below the post that I've put on my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page with only a picture or a photo that will help me celebrate my birthday. And the best one will be my legend of the week tonight, the person that sent it, obviously. And don't forget, you can still answer Ben's impossible question as well. You can cast your vote on the hotly contested poll. Loads of ways to be interactive on the show that goes like this. Thank you very much for being here, for tuning in, for joining in on the show that goes like this. So absolutely marvellous. Right, what's coming next? Well, clearly it's going to be another track. Clearly it's going to be another track that relates to a phobia. We all know what claustrophobia means. Not wanting to be in confined space is kind of the opposite of agoraphobia. So to celebrate claustrophobia in an entirely non-frivolous way, I do appreciate it. It can be serious for some people. Here's Steeler's Wheel. Here's Steeler's Wheel, even. That's better.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Certainly is, and that was an all-time classic there, Steeler's Wheel, Stuck in the Middle with You. I've always loved that track. Now remember, there are so many interactive things going on tonight's show. You can cast your vote on the hotly contested poll, all about facing your fears, asking what is scarier, spiders, sharks or ghosts. You can have a go at answering Ben's impossible question. I've got to do it again.
Not true.
And my impossible question tonight asks, what exact time of day was I born on a 24-hour clock? Have a go, have a guess. You've just got a comment beneath the post on my Facebook profile. And then you can make an attempt to be my legend of the week. And this week, all you have to do, because it is my birthday from midnight onwards, I am asking for a photo, only a picture or a photo that will help me celebrate my birthday. You have to comment below the relevant post again on my Facebook pages. So do get yourself on there. Do have a go. It's wonderful that people get interactive and involved on the show that goes like this. That's what we like. It's going to be interesting looking at the answers that have come in so far. Going to be difficult to decide, as ever, who the legend of the week is. But it's going to be interesting looking at who's nearest on the old guessing of what time of day I was born. So, yeah, thank you everybody who's got involved. And we're going to keep the tracks coming. That's the beauty of a show like this, where the tracks have to link to certain themes. We're not constrained by genre of music, by music from a certain time period. As long as it links to the theme, it can be absolutely anything. Obviously, anything appropriate on a family radio broadcast. And yes, hopefully many families are tuning in now, gathered round a dining table or sat in a lounge and enjoying some family time together with the show that goes like this. Okay, it's the 13th of October. Let me remind you of all the wacky holidays that I researched today. English Language Day, Good Samaritan Day, International Face Your Fears Day, National No Bra Day. I have no idea why that fanfare keeps playing whenever I say that. Let's just try that again. National No Bra Day. Yeah, always happens. Can't stop it. It's National Yorkshire Pudding Day. It's Train Your Brain Day. And it's International Day for Failure. Not to, you know, fail and just go, what the heck? But to be inspired by your failure, move on and do better next time. I guess that's what we're getting at. Right. I think it's time for another song. I think it's time for another phobia. Acrophobia. Anybody know what that is? Not fear of acrobatics, although you're in the right ballpark. Fear of heights. Time to hand over to the Lighthouse family. A light-hearted look at a fear of heights. Here's High.
When you're close to tears, remember someday it'll all be over. One day we're gonna get so high. Though it's darker than December, what's ahead is a different color. One day we're gonna get so high. And at the end of the day, remember the days when we were close to the edge. How we made it through, and at the end of the day, remember the way we stayed so close to the end. We remember it was me and you, 'cause we are gonna be forever you and me. You will always keep me flying high in the sky of love.
world goes to the end, and we wonder how we made it through. And at the end of the day, remember the way we stayed so close till the end. We remember it was me and you, 'cause we are gonna be.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
What a great track that was, Lighthouse Family with High. Such a great quality to that guy's voice as well. Really, really lovely to listen to. And yes, helping you deal with acrophobia, the fear of heights. And we're going to have another phobia coming up soon. But as promised, time for the return of a feature I haven't had for a little while, but I'm sure many of you will be excited to have it back. Yes, we're going to have another go at Simo's Simple Sports News. Don't panic, we're not going to get too sporty for the whole rest of the show or anything. It's just a couple of minutes to round up all the important sporting news headlines that occurred over the last few days. So strap yourselves in, here we go. Well, what's been going on recently? I'm sure you're aware Lewis Hamilton equaled Michael Schumacher's record of 91 Grand Prix wins after his victory at the Eifel Grand Prix in Germany. And there was a touching moment as Michael's son Mick Schumacher, soon to join Formula One, presented Lewis Hamilton with one of his dad's helmets at the after-race presentation. In another amazing milestone, Rafa Nadal equaled Roger Federer's 20 Grand Slam wins after his victory over Novak Djokovic in the French Open in Paris. It was Nadal's 13th French Open win as he became the first player to win 100 singles matches at Roland Garros. Also, the England football team beat the world's number one ranked side, Belgium, 2-1 at Wembley to go top of their Nations League group. Belgium took the lead through Romelu Lukaku's penalty. England equalised with a penalty of their own through Marcus Rashford. And the winner was scored courtesy of a deflection by Chelsea's Mason Mount. In golf, England's Tyrrell Hatton secured his fifth European Tour win at the prestigious BMW PGA Championship at Wentworth. And in boxing, Tyson Fury has thrown the prospect of a third fight with Deontay Wilder into doubt, saying the American's team are messing around with the date, and he now has his mind, he's now moved on and has his mind on coming home to fight later this year. Those are the sporting headlines. You may know of other stories, but they weren't big enough for Simo's Simple Sports News. More of that in future episodes of the show that goes like this. Shall we have some more music? I think it's time to move on to another phobia on this International Face Your Fears Day. And one that particularly bothers me very regularly. Yes, you'll know what it is when I say arachnophobia. I think I do genuinely have this because it's not just that I don't like spiders. It's I don't want one to come near me. And if there's any chance of one coming near me, I will run away from it. Even a dead spider. A man chased me round backstage in a theatrical venue once with a dead spider, and I was saying, no, I actually don't like it. Go, please go. I'm just going to keep running away. That's just what's going to happen. And I did keep running away. maybe it's linked to a trauma when I was young. I don't remember anything pretty traumatic happening spider-wise when I was very young. I do remember getting to the age of about 12 or 13 and doing a school play, asking my dad if I could borrow one of his jackets. And he said, yeah, have a look through my wardrobe. Went into his wardrobe, picked a jacket I thought would be appropriate, put it on, looked down, huge spider on the lapel of the jacket, at which point you can't, I don't want to touch it, so I don't want to brush it off me. I've got to try and get the jacket off while shouting and do it as quickly as possible. So yeah, that's the only childhood incident I can really remember with spiders. I can just about put a glass over them, put a bit of paper under it and throw them out. But thanks to some wonderful people, I got given as a present relatively recently one of those humane spider vacuum tubes, you know, that doesn't hurt them, just sucks them up into a little tube and then you can throw it out. Much better than a glass, oh yes. And weirdly, a couple of days after being given that, found a spider crawling around on my leg, which was nice, very pleasurable. Yes, it's the right time of year though, isn't it? They all want to come inside now, it's getting grotty outside. They want to come into your home and share it with you. Apparently, they just want to get warm, so don't think of them as hostile, don't think of them as the enemy. They're just like, oh, please, can I come in? I don't like it outside. That's what I've read, anyway. Hasn't helped me particularly to deal with my arachnophobia. Still, I think this sentiment by Ugly Kid Joe is what I heartily agree with when it comes to spiders.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is still the show that goes like this, and I haven't stopped being Ben Simmons in the last few minutes. I can excitedly report to you that Rob Harvey is in the building. Synth City coming up after me at 8 o'clock. So keep it here, 98 FM if you're in the area. PhoenixFM.com if you're not. And share the news about our radio station here as well. We would greatly appreciate it. So what have we got still to come up? Well, the resolution of everything. We've got to find out who's the poll winner, what the answer to Ben's impossible question is, and who is going to be my legend of the week tonight on the 13th of October. As I start to get excited about my birthday, which is tomorrow, yes. And remember, if you want to be Legend of the Week, you've got to comment below the post on my Facebook profile asking for a picture or photo to help me celebrate my birthday. Some great ones have come in. And also, it's not too late to have a go at Ben's impossible question. Go on, then.
Not true. That's impossible.
Have a guess at what exact time of day I was born with a 24-hour clock. Few people have done so. It's going to be close. That's all I'm going to say. And yes, what is scarier for the hotly contested poll, spiders, sharks or ghosts? Still, you can follow the link there and cast your vote. Right, what else is to come? Well, we're still dealing with phobias musically. One more phobia to deal with. I'm going to just look at this up close to make sure I get it right. Pteromahanophobia. It's pteró with a silent P at the front, so pteromahanophobia, which sounds like a complicated name. Sounds like I'm about to say something ridiculous. But no, pteromahanophobia, fear of flying. There you go. Birds don't suffer from that, do they? Clearly, neither does Lenny Kravitz.
I could fly into the sky, so very high.
Phoenix FM.
Lenny Kravitz there with the classic Fly Away. Well, we're still going to try and squeeze in about three more tracks before I leave you, and we've got to give the answers to the poll, the impossible question, and the Legend of the Week award has to be bestowed. So keep it here. Well worth tuning in to the last 15 minutes of the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. It's been a packed show once again, and thanks hugely to everyone that's got involved interactively in some way or another, whether you've suggested tracks or put answers to things or had a go at voting at polls and sent me photos and stuff like that. Thank you very much. Even if you just joined us on Mixcloud to have a wave from me and see what's been going on in the studio. Absolutely marvellous. Right, well, 15 minutes left, three tracks still to squeeze in, plus all those things getting resolved. Here is probably one of my favourite links I'm going to do. We're moving away from phobias now. Okay, yes, it is International Face Your Fears Day, but I did say it is also National Yorkshire Pudding Day. Now, I know what you're thinking. It's extremely difficult to find a track that directly links to Yorkshire puddings. Well, Bake Off's on at the minute, isn't it?
Yeah.
And who'd have known all those years ago when Blue released this track that I would link it to Yorkshire puddings many years later. It's all rise.
Yeah.
Your Honor, please, gotta believe what I say. What I will tell happened just the other day. I must confess, cause I've had about enough. I need your help, gotta make this here thing stop.
Baby, I swear the truth about all the things you used to do. And if you thought you had me fooled, I'm telling you now, rejection overruled. There you go, oh baby.
One for the money and the free rise, it's two for the lie that you denied. All rise, all rise,
all rise.
Against the wall, nowhere to run, and nobody you can call. Oh no, I just can't wait. Now the case is open wide. You'll try to pray, but the jury will decide.
Baby, I swear I'll tell the truth about all the things you used to do. And if you thought you had me fooled, I'm telling you, objection overruled. Oh, baby.
One for the money and the free rise, it's two for the lie that you denied. All rise.
You don't know this cat, I know deep down that you don't want me to react. I lay low, leaving all my options open. The decision of the jury has not been spoken. Step in my house, you find that your stuff is gone. But in reality, to whom does the stuff belong? I bring you into court to preach my order, and you know that you overstepped the border.
One for the money and the free rise, it's two for the lie that you denied. All rise, all rise, all rise. Three for the cause you've been
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was All Rise from Blue, linking to National Yorkshire Pudding Day. I was rather excited when I thought of that song linking to that. Maybe many of the listeners weren't, but anyway, hopefully you enjoyed it. Talking about phobias, I've had a message from Alan in Lincolnshire who says, "Hi Ben, with regards to spiders, every time a shopping catalogue comes through the door, I have to look through it before my wife gets it. If any spider repellent is advertised, I have to cut out the picture of the spider. I then write OK on the cover so she knows it's safe to look through it. I wrote to the company who sent out the catalogue saying, 'Everyone knows what a spider looks like, please don't keep printing them.' They replied saying the spiders depicted were not dead but alive." I was lost for words. Well, I feel your pain there. That's extreme. That's sort of dedication in a relationship, isn't it? To go through printed material, cutting out pictures of spiders so your wife, who suffers from arachnophobia, doesn't ever see them. That's impressive. But yeah, sorry about that issue that you've had. But thanks for sharing. Right, I guess it will get another track on. Oh, actually, perhaps we can resolve the hotly contested poll, and then we'll have to resolve Ben's impossible question and the legend of the week after the next track. So, yes, let me just do a jiggery pokery here and fiddle around to make sure it's the most updated version I can share with you. And yes, we simply asked at the beginning of the show, what is scarier, spiders, sharks, or ghosts? And thank you very much to everybody who's voted, but 30% of the vote has gone to spiders, 20% has gone to ghosts, 50% has gone to sharks. So it is official, the scariest thing out of those three is sharks, according to the listeners of the show. That goes like this. Okay. And I will do it before the next track as well. Let's have a resolution to Ben's impossible question.
Not true. That's impossible.
Well, many of you have guessed, thank you very much, the exact time of day I was born on a 24-hour clock. I did say family members were ineligible to have an answer at this. Eddie suggested 0438. Wendy suggested 0666. Frankie said 2 o'clock in the morning, 0200. Lexi said 1537. Not many people going for regular times of day. Stephen Bruce in the southwest of England has gone for 10:45 in the morning and is therefore the winner. Well done, Stephen. Congratulations. It's not dead on. I was actually born at 09:54, 6 minutes to 10. It's why I don't like getting up early, clearly. 9:54 is when I came into the world. Asked me to get up at 6 or 7 a.m. and I'm not going to be happy about it. Right, here's the penultimate track of this week's show, and it relates to Train Your Brain Day, which it is today. This is Kylie Minogue.
Thank you.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Absolutely. Okay, then. Time to find a resolution for the entire show and to bestow the Legend of the Week award. And don't forget Rob Harvey's Synth City coming up after 8 o'clock, straight after me here on Phoenix FM. Well, I did ask for you to send me just a photograph to help me celebrate my birthday, which it is tomorrow. And I have to say, Eddie Bushell has gone for, well, not just quantity rather than quality, because they are quality as well, but he sent an awful lot in. And there's been a lot of photos come through, so a huge thank you to everybody who's got involved. But there's one in particular that's really made me chuckle, so I'm going to share the Legend of the Week award out between two gentlemen, between Eddie Bushell and Mr. Jed Gleason. Congratulations to both of you. It's not my birthday right now, but it will be after midnight. And obviously I couldn't do an exact broadcast on my birthday, but I've done the best I could tonight to bring an element of it to the show. And I'm very excited to be able to play out with a track that's appropriate to one more of the ridiculous holidays. Yes, it's English Language Day, Good Samaritan Day, Face Your Fears Day, Yorkshire Pudding Day, Train Your Brain Day, and Day for Failure. But most excitingly, and I haven't dealt with it too much, it is National No Bra Day. So I don't want everyone to get overexcited, but I'm just going to play us out with this track. One from the Bare Naked Ladies. That's appropriate. See you next week.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me. Just saying, get that together, come back and see me. 3 days in the living room. I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday, you'd forgiven me. But it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it, now I'll watch the hood wink. Does it make you stop think? You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the shallot sweets. I like the sushi, cause it's never touched a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Speak like Leanne rhymes, because I'm all about value. Bird campers got the mad hits. You try to match wits, you try to hold me, but I bust through. Gonna make a break and take a pick. I like a sink and ache and shake. I like vanilla, it's the finest of the flavors. Gonna see the show, cause then you'll know the vertigo is gonna go, cause it's so dangerous. You'll have to sign a waiver. Can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, well, you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of taking off my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Threw your eyes in the air and said you're crazy. 5 days since you tackled me. I still got the rough ones on both my knees. It's been 3 days since the afternoon. You realize it's not my fault, but a moment too soon. Yesterday, you've forgiven me. And now I'll sit back and wait till you say you're sorry.
Chinese chicken, you have a drumstick and your brain stops sticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on, with all our maisons. I hope the smoking man's in this one like Harrison Ford. I'm getting frantic, like Sting of Tantric. Like Snickers guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. Okay, I don't make films, but if I did, they'd have a samurai. Gonna get a set of better clubs, gonna find the kind with tiny numbers. So my irons are always flying off the backswing. Gonna get into my Sailor Moon, cause that cartoon has got the boom anime babes that make me think the wrong thing. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, but you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of losing my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Dropped your eyes to the sides and said I'm sorry. 5 days since I laughed at you and said you just did just what I thought you were gonna do. 3 days since the living room. We realize we're both to blame, but what did we do? Yesterday, you just smiled at me. Cause it'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry.